Are you obsessed with Los Angeles? Head over heels in love with the City of Angels? Well, this is the podcast for you. At Life Hacks LA, we hack the best in arts, eats, and activities in Los Angeles. So join us and become an LA hacker. What's up, everyone? This is your host, Stefan, and welcome to episode number 97 of the Life Hacks LA podcast. Okay, so I've been hearing about this really cool new spot in Los Angeles called Sneakertopia for quite a while now. But from what I was seeing online, I wasn't really sure what it was. Was it a giant sneaker store? Was it just some little pop-up? Well, a few weeks ago, I finally went and experienced it for myself and discovered that it was so much more. Shout out to my friend Key from the LA Hackers Club because she gathered a group of us together to go tour the space, and we were all blown away by how much the museum had to offer. First off, it's massive and there's so much to see and do there. Also, when we were there, I met one of the owners, Steve Harris. Steve comes from a film and television production background and has even won an Emmy for his work in the industry. But now his new passion is all dedicated for Sneakertopia. So Steve and I hit it off right away, and I knew I had to come back to Sneakertopia and sit down with him for this interview. And that's what I have for you in this episode, is my conversation with Steve Harris, one of the entrepreneurs and visionaries behind the amazing Sneakertopia. As always, stay tuned for the end, and I'll also share my own little hack for hip hop culture in Los Angeles. Enjoy this interview with Steve Harris from Sneakertopia, and I'll see you on the other side. What's up, LA Hackers? This is Stefan, and I'm here at location at Sneakertopia with my friend Steve. How's it going, Steve?
I'm doing great, Stefan. I'm doing great. Saturday morning here at Sneakertopia. Thanks for coming in. Thank you for coming in again.
Yeah, this is my second time here. I was here 2 weeks ago with a group of Instagrammers, and you're nice enough to show us around. And I was telling you, man, I was just so blown away because it was so much more than I expected. I'm sure you hear that a lot.
Yeah, we hear that all the time from whether it's people that bought tickets or people that wander in. You know, we're here at the HHLA Mall in Playa Vista, and people that come visit the mall for dinner or the movie theater, and they wander in, they go, wow, I saw outside it's a Sneakertopia. Is this a sneaker store? Like, what exactly is this here? It's a hidden gem. It definitely is a hidden gem. We've been around October 25th, 2019, so we just celebrated our 2 years of being here at this venue. You know, what started out as a pop-up has extended 2+ years. The gift and the curse of COVID.
Yeah.
we were gonna pack up and leave around May of 2020. We extended to the end of 2020 because we had such a great overflow of fans those first 3.5 months we were open. Uh-huh. We extended until the end of 2020, and then 3 weeks later, literally after like inking our deal on the extension, COVID hits.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because like you said, you guys are kind of tucked away, but then as soon as you come up the escalator to the second floor, it just says Sneakertopia, and you're like, wow, I'm at somewhere grand, you know what I mean? It's like there's some little shoe store or something. But, you know, before we get more into Sneakertopia, I wanted to ask about you. So where are you from originally? How did you come to L.A.?
Great question, Stefan. I am not originally from L.A., although I definitely consider myself an L.A. L.A. native now. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from New York, born and raised in New York.
Okay.
Went to school in D.C. at Howard University, and I've been here in L.A. since 2012.
Wow, that's exactly the year. No, I moved here in 2010, so very, very close.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I consider myself Angeleno now, too. You know, I've only been here about 11, 12 years because, you know, if you love the city, it really grows on you. So, you know, it's quick to consider yourself an Angeleno. So what are some of the things you appreciate most about living in Los Angeles?
You know, hands down, I'm from the East Coast. Number one is probably the weather.
Especially right now, right? We're recording this in November, so.
And I'm wearing a sweater with what we consider I had in LA as a winter coat.
That's what's so funny. So we know we're both Angelenos now because you got on a thick sweater. I came in here like in a bomber jacket, and it's like, 60 degrees or something?
Exactly. The weather I love in Los Angeles. I love the food. Great places to eat. Mm-hmm. There's lots of culture here in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
it's they call New York the melting pot, but I feel LA is if not a close equal, a close number two as far as culture, of being a hotbed of culture, of creators and artists. I'm an artist at heart. My My background is film and television.
Okay.
So I feel that there's lots of creators out here that keeps me stimulated.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense that you say you have a background in that when you see the production. I would call it a production, like each room here at Sneakertopia is almost like a movie set. I mean, it's really cool.
That was part of the, I call it the sanity process. So, you know, when I first came up with this idea and then to actually execute and see the idea through, the sanity process that made it feasible for myself was going back to my film and television roots. Mm-hmm. And even before film and television, I was a music video director.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because each of these rooms, it looks like you could shoot a music video in here. So maybe you can do that in the future, right? Or if you haven't already, like have these for movie sets, film
it would,
sets.
It would be amazing to shoot some videos in here. We've had some television shows film out of here. TikTok did a live stream with Paris Hilton and Marlon Wayans, Fran Drescher, Joey Lawrence.
Wow.
Just a week ago, the TV show, the VH1 show, Black Ink, they filmed their season finale out of here.
Nice.
Marisa Martin from Blackish.
Yeah.
She has an HGTV show. It's a home improvement show, and she filmed one of her episodes out of here that'll be broadcasting in January. So it's gotten some,
that's
you
cool.
know, the film and TV love.
We're getting
the film and TV love.
And it's such a unique space. So, yeah, let's jump more into Sneakertopia because, you know, curse of knowledge, we're sitting here, we can see it all, but people are listening right now. They might not really know that much about it. So can you describe, like, what the experience is? Like, if someone were to come to Sneakertopia, what can they expect, just in general terms? Because I know there's a lot to it.
Yeah, there's a lot to it, and the design is a story. So we tell the story of sneaker history and sneaker culture and the icons and idols significant within the milestones of sneaker history and sneaker culture in sports, music, film and television, art, and fashion.
Nice. So just how all that comes together and impacts the sneaker culture?
Exactly.
And so let's talk about hip-hop, right? I mean, it's like a marriage of the two, right? So how does hip-hop play into the Sneakertopia and what you've decided to do here?
I grew up on hip-hop. I love hip-hop. It's in my soul, my DNA. I'm from New York.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, where the best hip-hop comes
but,
from.
But, you know, sneaker culture is synonymous with all those elements I talked about. Sports, music, film and television, art and fashion. So when people come here or when people see it on Instagram or hear stories about Sneakertopia, the thing that we wanted to convey and display the most is how connected everything is and how everything is such a convergence in, you know, in those elements.
Yeah. So since we brought that up, so I think Rakim is the best MC of all time. I mean, he's from New York, so who do you got on your top, like, couple MCs, like, especially, like, old school MCs?
Great question. So old school MCs, I love Nas, I love Jay, Biggie, Pac, Too Short.
Oh, Too Short, Oakland, okay.
People may hate on me for this one. I like Mace. You know, you can't not get up when you hear some MC Hammer.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, you don't hear that one very often when you talk about
Far Side.
Yeah, Far Side.
Diggable Planets. Mm. Fugees.
Wow.
Roots.
Okay, I need your playlist, man, because these
Common,
are all my favorites.
Common.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool, that's quite a list, man. That's like the Hall of Fame for hip-hop right there. So I wanted to ask you, like I said, the number one thing when I think of Sneakertopia is just how much more there is than what you expect. Like, you get here, you're just kind of blown away. So I wanted to ask you, like, about the vision of that. So who are your partners? Like, how did you guys come up with this vision? I know you said it was a pop-up, originally intended to just be a pop-up. But from the very beginning, did you picture, like, this amazing space?
My business partner and co-founder and co-creator, his name is Steve Brown. He's originally from the Bay Area, background in tech. And actually, the irony is that the coding that he did for all of this AR, he did all the coding for our unique AR technology. He created that patent for that back like 10, 12 years ago, and Apple bought the company that he had created.
That's incredible. So now when you go to these places in AR, that's the technology they're using?
Yes.
Wow.
He was just too far ahead of his time, and your cell phone is a computer. So the microprocessors and the computers within the cell phone weren't quick enough to run the tech, 10 years ago when he created it.
Yeah, so to give you guys a little background of what we're talking about, when you go into the Sneakertopia space, there's a bunch of huge warehouse size rooms, and then there's these incredible murals on the walls. And then what Steve's talking about with the AR technology is you download the Sneakertopia app, you point it at certain murals, and a video pops up. It gives you the background. It's crazy.
Back to Steve Brown and I, our filmmaking roots, we were conscious of curating those videos to add an extra layer to the story of Sneakertopia and to your experience. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, it leaves the visitor with the feelings of creativity, of feeling empowered, of feeling very motivated, of understanding, of appreciation. People leave out of here going, I hate to use the word like wow, but the people just go wow.
Yeah.
They come out like, I never experienced anything like this before. Because the beauty of the AR technology is that as the visitor goes from piece of art to piece of art and watches every single video, and you can, there literally is over 90 minutes of content.
Wow.
If you watched the 30 seconds on each play, it's 90 minutes of content. Over 210 pieces of art are activated.
Yeah.
And in the order that you watch it, Stefan, and the order that I watch it, or the order that Princess watches it, everybody is curating their own experience.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's almost like having your own personal guide. And then, like you said, you could have a different experience every time you come here, because there's no way you're going to catch all of them on the first try, you know? So yeah, that's pretty amazing. That technology is incredible. So you talked a little bit about this earlier. You were mentioning some of the special events that you've had here. Mm-hmm. What are some other ones coming up? Or is there a way that people can come here besides just the standard experience, like special events that they can come to? Or are you still trying to work those things out?
No, we have special events. I mean, literally in the last like 2 weeks, I'm very honored to acknowledge the fact that this company, Rares, who acquired the most expensive pair of sneakers in the world at Sotheby's, the owner, Jerome Sapp, they acquired it about 4 months ago. They acquired that pair of sneakers for $1.8 million.
Good Lord.
And it went to ComplexCon, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But before going to ComplexCon, this is the first time he had it in his possession after spending $1.8 million. It came here for a special two-hour preview.
Wow.
And it came here with a Brinks truck, three armed guards, boxed up, and we cut it open and unboxed it. It was the most expensive unboxing in the history of sneakers.
So people could come and see that unboxing at a special event?
For two hours.
That's incredible. So he just reached out to you? Like he heard about sneakers?
We found each other on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah.
The power of Instagram.
The power of Instagram. Literally, I was liking his pictures. He was liking our stuff. I DM'd him, told him I was proud of him. I loved what they were doing. And we started talking, and one thing led to another. So I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we're in conversations of after the sneaker does its tour, after that pair of sneakers does its tour, of having it back here at Sneakertopia in 2022.
Nice. Yeah, that goes into my next question, because when you walk through Sneakertopia, you see these cases of like priceless shoes everywhere. So
they have prices.
Yeah, they have prices. I guess you can buy them. So let's tackle that first. So some of them are for sale and some of them are just for display?
Yes, some are for sale. We have over $500,000 of sneakers here. And when I say over $500,000, that's the ones that have the price tag, and then some that just aren't for sale. The reason why they aren't for sale, like we've got four pairs of Kobe sneakers, mm-hmm. One which he actually had his feet in and wore. Not for sale, so it's like priceless.
Uh-huh.
So even though I put like that $500,000 price tag, you have a pair of sneakers that only 13 pairs were made for Nipsey Hussle.
Mm-hmm.
And Nip, when he got nominated for a Grammy, asked his exec at Puma, could he make 13 pairs for his crew and homies in the studio?
Wow.
So just the 13 producers, engineer, just the crew, even his baby mama Lauren London does not have a pair of these sneakers.
Yeah.
And we have one of those pairs, and you could see the Grammy on the inside of the shoe,
uh-huh.
and the outside it says Victory Lap, and we have the card, the handwritten card from Nipsey to his producer, Mike Keys, congratulating him on getting this Grammy nomination.
Yeah, truly one of a kind.
Priceless.
Yeah, so how do you go about getting those shoes? It's all different? Some people contact you, you reach out to people? Or
at first, it was us reaching out, and now it's to the point where we're so ingrained in the culture and respect and honor the culture that now the culture is really honoring us. We've got four pairs here from pro skateboarders, Manny Santiago, Jen Soto, Mariah Dunn, Maya Duran, and P-Rod, all signed in the box.
Nice. Yeah, so it's like, you know, standard museums. People mm-hmm. want to give back to the community, the culture, and showcase something that's probably sitting in their closet anyway, right?
And just three days ago, Kawhi Leonard stopped by.
Oh, wow.
Checked out the place. We opened the box, and he signed the sneakers.
Nice. That's so cool.
And he signed the wall.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's Sneakertopia for you. You never know who's going to... I literally got a call from his people. We're 15 minutes away. Kawhi wants to stop by.
That's awesome. That's one of the nice things about being in L.A. too, right? Like, you know, that's actually possible that they're, you know, they're in the area. You know, we're just going to stop
in
by.
In L.A., 8 minutes from LAX airport, like... Oh, I'm right here. Let's
yeah, go. This is a really cool area you guys are in as well. So you touched on this earlier too, but I always like to ask people who opened during COVID, like what was some of the challenges of that and how do you see things going forward when it's completely behind us?
COVID was, again, you know, another gift and the curse. We never officially closed during COVID. We did private tours. Mm. So groups of five people or less were able to schedule for, you know, private tour to see Sneakertopia, and then also that period of time of being in quarantine, that's when Steve Brown and I, well, Steve actually did all the coding, you know, got the AR technology, did all the coding, built mm-hmm. that out.
So you took a positive out of that and enhanced the experience during the downtime?
And not only did we enhance the LA experience, we were able to negotiate a deal to license to Asia. So
that technology?
Sneakertopia.
Oh, Sneakertopia.
Our second location will be in Seoul, Korea in February 22.
Wow.
Yeah.
The
promoter will be here tomorrow to see this venue for the first time. He just inked a deal on Thursday.
That's so cool. Yeah, so are you going to fly out there and make sure that you get it done right?
Is it okay to curse?
Hell yeah. Yeah. All right.
We had a pop-up in Chongqing, China, Halloween weekend.
Wow, so this can be like a franchise of Sneakertopia. That's incredible. It's the power of sneaker culture, of hip-hop culture. But man, when I'm like looking around this room, like how can they recreate this somewhere else? I mean, this is just so amazing, you know? But I think you could put like local spins on mm-hmm. it, of course. You
yeah.
know, like local artists.
You just stay true to the story. Sports, music, film and television, art and fashion.
Yeah.
And then you curate the artist based on this.
Yeah, that's the blueprint. All right, so I gotta tell everyone out there that this is one of these places that you have to come to experience. I've heard about it a lot, and it just totally exceeded all expectations. So you definitely gotta come out and check out Sneakertopia. I wanted to ask you, you know, you consider yourself an Angeleno now, just like I do. What would you consider like your perfect day in LA, Steve? I know you said you live just right around the corner here from Sneakertopia.
Yeah, you know, Sneakertopia takes up pretty much most of my time. So in the daytime, my favorite thing to do in LA is to take my dog for a morning walk. And then I'll pop into Sneakertopia before we open. So I usually take the dog for a morning walk between 6 and 7:30. Mm-hmm. I'll get a cup of coffee from the Bucks downstairs. And come up and walk through, check out the sneakers, look in the boxes, see how I can, how I could, you know, tighten up the curation a little bit.
Yeah.
Evening time, it's usually a good dinner somewhere here in LA. I love Catch.
Catch? Oh, Catch is nice. Yeah, that's a good call.
Those are that's the perfect day in LA.
Yeah. So that shows your true passion. Your perfect day in LA is here at your baby, Sneakertopia. So that's amazing. All right, so Steve, where's the best place for people to go to learn more about Sneakertopia, get tickets, and check this amazing space out?
There are a couple places. You can go to, I should say, a few places. You could definitely check us out and follow us on Instagram at Go Sneakertopia. You could check out our website, www.sneakertopia.com. And you could also download our app in the App Store, the Sneakertopia app. And if you DM us, I will more than likely be the person that answers.
Yeah, Steve is everywhere here, so even though he's the owner.
Did you DM me?
I think, no, we connected through Key.
Oh, then, okay, yeah, she DM'd me.
Yeah, she DM'd yeah. you. Yeah, so reach out.
Back.
Steve is an awesome guy.
I hit everybody back.
And definitely check out Sneakertopia, guys. It's amazing. As soon as this interview is over, I brought my brother and my nephew along, so we're going to go through it again, even though I was just here a week ago. I'm going to try to watch the videos I did last time with that augmented reality experience. Guys, check out Sneakertopia. It's incredible. Thanks a lot for being on, Steve. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Stefan.
All right.
Thank you, LifeHacks LA.
All right, take care.
Hey, this is Stefan again, and I hope you enjoyed that conversation we just had with Steve Harris from Sneakertopia. Guys, Sneakertopia is awesome. If you're a fan of sneakers and a fan of hip-hop culture, you will love this museum and experience guaranteed. So make sure you go out, check it out, show some support, and you can reserve your tickets to visit and find out more about Sneakertopia at sneakertopia.com, or you can find out more about them on their Instagram at GoSneakertopia. All right, guys, on to my special hack for this episode about hip-hop. You know, I'm a big fan of old-school hip-hop from the 80s and 90s, but I'm not really a club guy. So if I want to listen to good old-school hip-hop, then the club is pretty much not an option for me. So one thing I like to do is go to these hip-hop brunches or old-school brunches. It's really cool because you go there to have brunch, the most popular meal in LA, and there'll be a DJ there spinning old-school or hip-hop while you sip on your mimosas. So one I went to this past summer is Keepers in Little Tokyo. It's right across the street from the DoubleTree Hotel, and we just had a blast. The food was good, the DJ was incredible, and I highly, highly recommend it. I think they have their old school hip hop brunch on both Saturdays and Sundays. Another one I've heard about but haven't been to yet is the Paz Cantina on Bunker Hill. It's right on Grand Street, and I think they have a DJ brunch on Sundays. Now, we're friends with the Pez Cantina, so we've eaten there before. We know the food is really, really good. But again, we still haven't checked out the hip-hop brunch, so really looking forward to that. Now, I'm sure there are others out there, but those are the two I know of. And also make sure you go check it out before you go so you can make sure that you get the correct times. Sometimes it'll stop certain times a year and pop back up again, so you have to make sure that you check first. But that's my hack for you. If you want to hear some good old-school hip-hop and you don't want to go to a club, and check out one of these hip-hop brunches. All right, guys, that's all I've got for you this week, and I hope to talk to you again soon. Take care.